Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Westala with a word in edgewise. Today is the 27th of April, the 117th day of 2026, with 248 days remaining in our journey to 2027. Officially, we're almost halfway through springtime, meaning we are midway between the end of winter and the beginning of summer, though some mornings and evenings lately suggest otherwise. Yes, April showers are having their greening effect upon the landscape here in Maine, and during a couple of late afternoons and early evenings, those seasonal harbingers known as peepers have been providing the occasional twilight symphony. But for those of us who regularly venture out and about just after dawn, freezing temperatures remain familiar into daylight's initial hours, necessitating the accompaniment of a warm jacket, along with gloves and a snug hat. Birthday boy Cecil Day Lewis's poem, A Hard Frost, puts it this way. A frost came in the night and stole my world and left this changeling for it, a precocious image of spring, too brilliant to be true, white lilac on the window pane, each grass blade furred like a catkin, may drift loading the hedge. The elms behind the house are elms no longer, but blossomers in crystal, stems of the mist that hangs yet in the valley below, amorphous as the blind tissue whence creation formed. The sun looks out and the fields blaze with diamonds, mockery springs to lend this bridal gear for a few hours to a raw country maid, then leave her all disconsolate with old fairings of aconite and snowdrop. No, not here amid this flounce and filigree of death is the real transformation scene in progress, but deep below where frost, worrying the stiff clods, unclenches their grip on the seed and lets the future breathe. Letting the future breathe sounds so simple, yet many of us know what a difficult verb let, as in allow, can be. Consider, for example, how conscious or mindful we often need to become simply to inhale and exhale fully enough to keep ourselves calm. And calm is only the beginning. To reach serenity or approach the sublime, our satisfactory baseline breathing needs to become an unconscious thing so that our general mindfulness may engage other harmonies, such as how we do or do not contribute to the health of microcosm and macrocosm. This past week over at the building site my girlfriend and I have along the Stillwater River, I paused for a moment from cutting up firewood at the top of the Esker to look down into the recently rising cove to see Mr. and Mrs. Mallard paddling leisurely along, occasionally poking their bills below the surface to find some tender shoots. The peacefulness of the scene encouraged me to temporarily abandon my firewood chores, but then the wind picked up, turning the 30-some degree ambient air into a chilly blast, reminding me about how to stay warm. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Mary Wollstonecraft, Samuel Morse, Herbert Spencer, Ulysses S. Grant, Sergei Prokofiev, Rogers Hornsby, Cecil Day Lewis, Sid Nathan, Jack Klugman, Sheila Scott, Coretta Scott King, Casey Kasem, Sandy Dennis, Jim Keltner, Cuba Gooding Sr., August Wilson, Ann Peebles, Sheena Easton, and Sally Hawkins. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1667, blind and impoverished, English poet John Milton sold the copyright to his epic poem Paradise Lost for 10 English pounds. And today in 1810, Ludwig van Beethoven wrote one of the world's most recognizable piano compositions, Für Elise, also known as Albumblatt. Heavenward before dawn on April's last three mornings, look to the southeast for our waxing gibbous moon keeping company with the bright star Spica of the constellation Virgo the Maiden, with the red star Antares of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion hovering just above the horizon. And on Friday evening, the 1st of May, the bright star Zubanel Ganubi of the constellation Libra the Scales will shine near May's full moon, the flower moon, also known as the leaf-budding moon, the egg-laying moon, the frog moon, the moon of the shedding ponies, and the planting moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, welcoming this sixth week of spring, the 18th week of 2026, the last days of April, and the earliest of the darling buds of May, and wishing everyone a happy International Workers' Day on Friday. Keep the faith.